This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The City of Eau Claire has announced new hours at City Hall beginning in the new year. Currently, City Hall is open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, but officials say they've had trouble with fully staffing the building due to budget cuts in recent years. After conducting a community survey to determine which hours would best suit residents, the city has officially announced the changes. City Hall will now be open at 7:30 a.m. instead of 8 from Monday to Thursday, and will close at 6 p.m. on Monday and 4:30 p.m. Tuesday through Thursday. Three people were seriously injured following a crash involving an SUV and a train near Elk Mound. According to law enforcement authorities, the crash occurred at the intersection of Highway 12 and 970th Street on Thursday. Their preliminary investigation found the driver of the SUV failed to yield at the railroad crossing, causing the collision. The driver of the SUV was flown from the scene by Mayo helicopter, and the two child passengers were taken to the hospital by private vehicle. The crash remains under investigation. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has detected a case of avian influenza in a Barron County poultry flock. Officials say the facility that had the positive test will not be allowed to move poultry products, and the birds will be depopulated to stop the spread of the highly contagious virus. In addition to addressing the facility that produced the positive test, the DATCP has established a control area to closely monitor other animals. Officials are also urging farmers to implement stronger biosecurity measures. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Natural Resources have announced the recipients of the 2025 Urban Forestry Program grant. Funding was awarded to 43 applicants across the state, including the cities of Ashland and Menominee, as well as Polk County. In total, nearly $630,000 will be distributed for projects that put urban tree inventories to use, improve local urban forestry programs, and increase local urban forestry spending. The state hopes to plant 75 million trees by 2030. Wisconsin has received over $32 million in loans for water and electricity projects across the state. The loans were distributed through the U.S. Department of Agriculture to modernize rural infrastructure and critical investments. The bulk of the loan funding will go to the Vernon Electric Cooperative in Vernon County to build and upgrade over 200 miles of electric line and connect hundreds of residents to their grid. Other projects include water main and storm sewer upgrades in Rhinelander and sewer collection upgrades in Linden Station. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Natural Resources have announced $444 million in funding for clean water programs across the state. According to a press release, the funding through the Clean Water Fund program was distributed to 50 municipalities, including some in western Wisconsin like Barron and Augusta. The funding is meant to help local municipalities upgrade their wastewater infrastructure, like projects to reduce phosphorus discharges, in smaller, disadvantaged communities. The Dunn County Sheriff's Office is investigating reports of several vehicles having their tires slashed in recent weeks. According to a social media post on Wednesday, the tire slashing incidents allegedly occurred the night of November 22nd into the early hours of the 23rd in the village of Downing. Law enforcement authorities are putting out a call for help from the community, asking anybody with information about the incidents to contact the Sheriff's Office. Residents can also provide an anonymous tip through Dunn County Crime Stoppers. A senior care facility forced to evacuate residents due to a water pipe burst last week won't be able to reopen for months. Officials from Dove Healthcare in Rice Lake say all 46 residents were moved to a Spooner facility temporarily. Nobody was reported injured during the burst or the move, and officials say they connected with all the primary contacts of the residents. The Dove Healthcare employees will continue to care for their residents. Renovations on the Rice Lake facility have already begun, and officials expect it to reopen in mid-2025. A report from the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction found that students in the state are struggling in standardized testing, specifically in math. The report found that less than half of public school students scored as proficient in math during the 2023-2024 school year, and school choice program students had a math proficiency rate of about 28%. Education officials cited the COVID-19 pandemic as one of the major reasons for the declining test scores, forcing students to learn virtually to prevent the spread of the virus. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is looking for organizations willing to host clinics for Winter Free Fishing Weekend. The yearly event will be held on January 18th and 19th, allowing anybody to fish most of the waters in the state without a fishing license or stamp for trout and salmon. The hope is more residents will take advantage of the free fishing weekend and decide to get a license and stamps in the future. The application materials to host a clinic can be found online and must be submitted to the DNR by January 8th. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
It's tournament time for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Women's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers in the Sweet 16 taking on Texas A&M tonight in Lincoln, Nebraska. This is the 12th year in a row the Badgers women's team has reached the regionals. Wisconsin head coach Kelly Sheffield.
We don't take this time for granted at all. I think any time that you're amongst one of the top 16 teams and playing in the second weekend is very special. It's hard to do. We're happy to be here and we're excited to play. We're excited to get after and get this weekend started.
Marquette plays number 2 ranked Penn State in Pennsylvania. NBA, the Bucks and the Hawks tomorrow in Vegas for the NBA Cup semifinals. Game time 3:30. NFL, Packers and Seahawks Sunday night in Seattle. Bo Melton was with the Seahawks and talked about the screaming fans at Lumen Field.
It'd be shaking. It'd be rocking in there for sure. Definitely a loud crowd. They love the Seahawks. Great atmosphere for sure to play in.
That's Packers wide receiver Bo Melton with sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Timothy Chalamet has been getting rave reviews during early looks at the Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown. Another young actor, Paul Mescal, has been tabbed to play Paul McCartney in a new biopic about the Beatles, according to Gladiator 2 director Ridley Scott. Scott is not directing the film, but he spilled the beans in a recent interview while lamenting that he could not get Mescal in his next picture because of the Beatles flick. Puberty reports that Mescal's fellow Irishman, Barry Keoghan, will play Ringo Starr in the film. Disney's Tangled was a big hit that pulled in big bucks at the box office, so naturally the studio is doing what all studios do with a moneymaker, and that is find a new way to remake it. Variety reports that a live-action version of the 2010 film is on the way with the Greatest Showman director, Michael Gracie, attached to tell Rapunzel's story. The original Tangled pulled in almost $6 billion worldwide. In Yellowstone spinoff news, there will be a spinoff of Yellowstone. Deadline reports that Kelly Riley and Cole Hauser will continue their roles as Beth Dutton and Rip Wheeler in the offshoot. It looks like the two characters will survive the purge of Yellowstone cast members as characters have been killed off prolifically in season 5. The series finale airs this coming Sunday night. Hollywood loves to speculate. Wicked and Moana 2 have been raking in big returns when it comes to the box office, and that should continue through this weekend, with Deadline.com reporting that the Moana sequel should be number one again with roughly a $28 million haul, with Wicked in second place at about $20 million. If that holds true, both films will crush Marvel's extended Spider-Verse Kraven the Hunter in Warner Brothers' new Lord of the Rings film, which prognosticators are saying should open at about $15 million and $7 million respectively. Variety reports that there will be a new version of the film American Psycho. Good Lord. Even though this doesn't need to happen on any level, a new interpretation of the novel of the same name will star Austin Butler as Patrick Bateman. The red-hot Luca Guadagnino will direct the film. Guadagnino's two most recent efforts are Queer, starring Daniel Craig, and Challengers, starring Zendaya. Both films were nominated for Golden Globes. And things a really talented and incredibly famous guy says that nobody cares about news, the great Elton John says making marijuana legal in Canada and the U.S. is one of the greatest mistakes of all time. Exaggerate much? John was recently named Time Magazine's Icon of the Year and told Time Magazine that as a recovering addict, he believes marijuana is addictive. I'm not saying when he wrote Tiny Dancer, Rocket Man, or Benny and the Jets that he was high, but he might have been high. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the upper teens this afternoon. Tonight, keeping an eye on a system that'll bring some freezing rain and snow after midnight. It'll be light, but it will make roads slick late tonight through tomorrow morning. Tomorrow, some freezing rain and snow with highs in the 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, 7 below 0.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.